Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. When you are informed, when you are working towards a solution, then we can fix things. Right? It's really that simple. All right. Tonight, the show today is going to be a little different. I have got Dr. Bridget Melson coming on for 2 hours this evening. She, like me, has been getting inundated with calls all day long about the issues that you hear about, that you're seeing, that are being ducked by mainstream media. And this isn't going to be 2 hours of beating on transgenders or that kind of thing. That's not what this is about. But it is going to be about truth. It is going to be about dealing with mental health. It is going to be about dealing with the things that nobody wants to talk about. Still haven't figured out why. And I mean that sincerely. Unless there's a real evil mindset behind all of this. And don't tell me there isn't or what have you, because you don't know that. All right? I mean, when you see everything that's been going on, and you see how it's being reacted to, you know, California enacted some of the strongest gun laws, and yet we still have mass shootings. Right? You had the White House, and as Joey B calls it, a bipartisan bill that had some of the strongest gun laws that have been enacted a long time. This is his words, not mine. And yet you still have this going on. And again, you need the full truth. Not bits and pieces of the truth, but the full truth. This person, I know some of my 2A people are going to hate me for saying this, right? First of all, this person should have never been allowed to have guns in the house while they're undergoing this really, really situation in their lives, mental health situation. All right? And we can deal with that part later on. But here they're living in their parents' house. Supposedly, they sold the only gun they had, right? But ultimately, when we come to find out, they had 7 guns in the house. She went out and, you know, was casing the school for weeks, had drawings on the school, right? This is not a MAGA 2A right-wing lunatic that did this. This is somebody that was under medication, that was seeking mental health, all right, and then, and again, went to a school where there was no policeman on campus, because you got a bunch of fools on the left that say they don't want people, uniformed guards or uniformed sheriffs or uniformed police on campus. This thing, I don't know, my crystal ball doesn't work anymore. I don't know how fast they would have been there. I don't know how fast they would have stopped the shooting. But I guarantee you, if it was on site, if they were on site, it wouldn't have taken them 14 minutes to get there. They would have been there. Can you imagine what that place would have been like if that officer over the radio said, look, shots have been fired. I'm going in. I'm here. I'm going in. That place would have been surrounded by police within minutes, but he would have had a fighting chance to take it down. And you know what? I'm so tired of hearing the left say, if it saves one more life, we should not do it. Okay, how's that? If we could save one child's life, why wouldn't we have armed police officers on campus? I don't want to make it look like a jail. That's not what I'm talking about. Or prison or anything along those lines. I am talking about keeping your kids safe. You know, somebody brought it up the other day, and it's so true. We have more security in bank buildings, for instance. You're protecting your green more than you're protecting your kids. We protect security buildings more than we protect the kids. We have more ways to protect our kids, protect our money and assets in offices than will allow to happen with our kids. And guns are so dangerous that we defend our president, celebrities, banks, courts, jewelry stores, sporting events, music festivals. And our kids aren't that important, I guess. I don't know. I know, I'm speaking in real simple terms here, but think it through. Think of how, and the Democrats politicize this, so don't jump on my case. They have had total control of the presidency, the Senate, and Congress many, many, many times over the last 10, 15 years. What happened? No, really, what happened? When they had total control of Barack Obama in, they tested the water and found out, not good. And what? Give me one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can be involved in the live chat room there. I want to know what law, what could you put in place that would have stopped any of these shootings? Okay, with a gun law, because we don't have enough of them already. And I love the assault rifle thing. That's just great. So God must have created my assault hands, right? Because when I assault somebody with my hands, I don't know, did I weaponize them? Did I make them that way? I mean, I'm thoroughly confused with the language they're using. All right, hopefully we can connect with Dr. B before the beginning of the next segment. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the shooter, shooting, and guns in America.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Now, I told you tonight that for 2 hours we are going to deal with the issues of the shooter, the issues that are going to, you know, I mean, you're hearing it all over the place. And a matter of fact, I don't want to waste much of her time, but, you know, we heard on many radio shows today, many TV shows, finally them kind of talking about how this might have been a trans. Here's the deal. They were a transgender person. End of discussion. Okay? And you can play games with this all you want to, but it was a transgender person who did this. And so there are sickness, all kinds of sicknesses out there. The medical community still calls this a sickness. This is gender dysphoria, and it's not going to go away if we just ignore it. But, as I always say to you, I am not the expert. I have to bring the experts on, because usually my emotions get in the way of my common sense at times. So I've asked Dr. B to be with us, and she's agreed to be on for the whole 2 hours to help you understand where we're headed and what's going on with this. And Dr. B, I know you're having some mic issues, but we're going to fix them as time goes on here. I'm more interested in the content of what you have to say here. So thanks for being with me.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, in an unconventional way, but yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So, hey, look, all I care about is that it's working at this point in time.
Yes. Hey,
so
if you can hear me, we're good.
At the 100,000-foot level, we'll get into detail in a second. Just give us an overview of what you see happening here with that 28-year-old who obviously had some major issues that she was dealing with.
Right. So here, I can take these out because I can't hear you through there. there we go. Everybody can hear. So, you know, this was a very interesting, this whole thing, this whole shooting was very interesting to me this time. And I'll tell you why. I think there's so many layers to this. And I actually, you know, I've been studying mass shooters and the psychology of it. And then I speak to schools to kind of help them prepare and speak to counselors, psychologists, just kind of show them what to look for. And it's pretty basic, not basic, I don't want to say it like it's, you know, dismissive, but they're through the research I've done on over 300 mass shooters, there are just certain things that you look at, patterns, personality types, diagnoses, family, medication, you know, the gene factor, which is the COMT, MTHFR, a gene. And if that is turned on both variants, then you're more susceptible to having some issues, which we'll get in, you know, later in the show. So it's interesting about this one. Number one, that there's so much information. Bad or good, it's I guess not good for their family that they have to keep looking at and watching these scenes, this video. I've watched the live police footage of her death. I've watched her footage of entering in and just looking at that, watching her, just the body language, seeing her room. I've seen inside of her room on pictures and video, you know, not personally, just looking at the hoarding issues, the OCD issues that you can just see by just studying what is out there, what her parents have put out there, what the police has put out there. And this one just grabs me psychologically very different. And that is kind of what I put, you know, I've been tweeting about and putting on Facebook. And it's interesting that I've also been receiving messages and private messages and texts and a couple calls, two calls on Bridget, why is this still different? And these are mostly by professionals. And one very special one that's in California, or actually I think she moved to Virginia. I won't mention her name just because I want to make sure to keep her information private. But she and I were texting back and forth, and she was explaining, like, what is this? Now they're saying, you know, it could be autism. And then I read that they were dealing with emotional issues. Dealing with emotional issues. Well, apparently, you don't just go shoot up small children, any children, but specifically targeting, you know, she knew the ages, she knew these people, she went to this school, she knew the leaders, the people in charge, the administrators, and there's just something different about targeting small children, first and foremost, especially as a female. We were created to be nurturing and loving. So that one is very different. Of the 300 mass shooters I have studied, only 4 were women. None of those women were have professed that they were trans or anything. I look at any kind of trans LGBT just as, you know, to me, as a Christian, sexual depravity. And with sexual depravity, before, you know, you and I get hate mail, pornography's in there, child predators are in there, LGBT. It's anything that is not within the realms of biblical, you know, sex and what God has. So just to, you don't have to send me hate mail. And as I explain on one more thing on that whole LGBT and trans issue, we were at Disneyland and two girls just started making out in line in front of us. And I just kind of stepped in front of them in alley just so she doesn't have to look at that. But I was also telling my husband that I don't want to see that from men and women either. I don't want to see anybody making out, touching each other like that in any kind of capacity or line. So again, this is not a hate issue. So going back to this young lady, so after assessing that and reading articles and looking at that, it is so different to me because I feel like this has crossed over to being different is not enough. Being trans is not enough. It is not working. Trying the hormones, you know, because it said, I read one of the articles that she was, you know, transitioning, that she was on hormones, that she started dressing like that. All of that is not enough anymore. And so to get that rise, to get that dopamine going, to find that satisfaction that we were meant to find in God, in holiness, in Christ, they are looking and they're upping the ante. And that is what frightened me and alerted me. And of course, being a Christian, I don't mean frightened as I'm fearful. But that is what really concerned me about this, being that different, is that she upped it and upped it and upped it. Meaning.
All right, we're going to have to hold that thought. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Look how far. We got a lot more with this. A full 2 hours on what is going on in America today. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. President Biden says there's a moral price to pay for inaction on guns.
Nothing like losing a child, particularly the more senseless it is, the more devastating the impact on you. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
While speaking in Durham, North Carolina, the president called Monday's deadly shooting at a Nashville school senseless. He urged Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. and questioned why we allow weapons of war on our streets. He said he supports the Second Amendment, but noted it is not absolute. NFL owners are approving new rules for the upcoming season. Under the new rules, players will now be able to wear the number zero on jerseys. Another will allow replay officials to review failed fourth down attempts. Also added to the rule book is making the penalty for tripping a personal foul. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Yes. Okay. You do the pull down menu and see what you can find there. Alright, we're going in. Just keep talking, I'll see what I can do. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. A pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We kind of lost the microphone for Dr. B, but I'm going to keep it going. Dr. B, if you want, we can always work it out so that you can call in, and we can do it that way. At least you'll have a voice of some kind with your phone. But we're talking about, you know, some of the things that are going on with these kids and some of the things going on because of the shooter, mass shootings. And I got to tell you, you know, really honestly, is what are we teaching our kids? What moral values are we handing them? I mean, seriously. What are we telling them is okay or not okay? What are we telling them the value of love? What's their value? How about we do that? How about we discuss that? Right? Because the bottom line with it is, if these kids don't have any value in life, if they don't have any value in themselves, they're not seeing any value there. Now I'm starting to sound like B.P. Harris, little word salad there. But if they don't see value in their life, if they don't see value in what's going to happen around them, they're being told that everything is for naught, the planet's going to be gone, right? And so why bother living? Why should they care at that point? Right? I mean, in all sincerity, I'm not trying to be mean, and not trying to be a jerk or anything along those lines. But there is a reality here with that. So until we teach them, until we tell them, until we help them, give them something secure to work with, I don't know what to tell you. In all sincerity, I really don't know what to tell you. We've got to give them hope. We've got to give them something that they can trust in and rely on. And if it's not us, because lately I've got to tell you what, it hasn't been us. Come on, be honest about it. It has not been us. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. All right? It is the only way.
Hello.
You're going to make a difference. Once you get informed, it's the only way you make a difference. And I think I got Dr. B back on the phone. Do I have you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, I'll take it any way I can get it at this point, okay? So this is way too important. The devil's working overtime to keep you from being on here. But
every time.
Yeah, but in all sincerity, people, seriously, we need to make sure that you've got the information you need, so you're just not putting stuff out there that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, Dr. B, let's pick up from there.
Yes.
And we really need to lay this out.
We do.
Okay.
So, I was saying, do you have me?
Yes, I do. Keep going. I'll tell you when I don't have you.
Yeah. Thank you. So basically, yeah, what I was just saying is how different this is, and and how kind of on an evil level I think it is, and I think it proves that none of my sound is working at all. That he's trying to silence me. So hey, you know what? I have a phone and AirPods. So. Yeah, so talking about her, why this is so different, again, laying it out to recap, is that she purposely targeted kids, right? A school she's been to, Christianity. It wasn't just a random school. A lot of times it'll be random. And even when I've studied mass shooters that I've studied, family members, you know, are usually first and you go down the line. Now we found out that she had a manifest, with family members and then a mall. But it's just so interesting. I keep going back to the fact how interesting it is to me that she targeted young kids, as a woman. That right there. So someone asked me, if autism was, you know, in play, because they did mention that in one of in some of the media I've read now, I've since found out. And basically what I told her, and she agreed, she's a professional as well, is that autism is unfortunately the new bipolar. Remember when bipolar, everybody was bipolar, right? This drug, everybody's bipolar, you know? You don't have to take any kind of responsibility, right, for your actions. It just take a pill. And so now it's autism. Everybody has autism. I'm not, again, don't kill the messenger. I am not saying that there's, you know, any kind of low level here. I appreciate autism, autistic kids, and they're incredible. And this is not how they act. Is with some of the mass shooters, I would say maybe 18 to 20%, are they on the spectrum, which is the autistic spectrum. Asperger's is one of the, you know, the most, we have the most ability to, you know, it's like the higher end of functioning, having autism. So could they do something like that? 20% of mass shooters have had that. So they've had comorbidity, meaning they have had something on the spectrum, but along with depression, anxiety. And then another thing that I really want to talk about is antisocial personality disorder. And I've been talking to people over the past, I'd say, six to eight months about antisocial personality disorder. And hopefully I'm not going too fast, but this really does play into it. Because people say, but they're able to be social. My best friend has an amazing son who's 30 now, who's on the spectrum. And, you know, in any sense of the word, if you look at him at a book, from a book perspective, the DSM-5 diagnostic manual perspective, you would say, okay, maybe he's got antisocial personality disorder. They would probably check that box. But he's very social. Once you get to know him, once he gets to know you, he's very social. So I've had friends now and colleagues, you know, we've been talking about, so why is it called antisocial? And what it is, so all of you will know, and I think, Joan, you and I have talked about this a few months ago, it's anti-society, social, meaning you don't care about societal rules. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're not social. They might be quieter, and that they'll say hello to you. They'll be polite, but it's anti-society. They are not interested in the societal rules, in the laws. They have their limits. So for some, as long as I don't go to jail for 10 years, I might do it. As long as I only get a ticket, I will drive 120 miles an hour. Right. So that's kind of how the antisocial, the true ones, view life. And a lot of professionals don't even realize that. And if you read about it and really do the research, that's what it looks like. That is where I would put this young lady. Definitely, I don't know on the spectrum or not. I feel like people use that as an excuse. Again, mental illness. Did she have a breakdown in her psychosis, and did she have a psychotic break? 100%. But I don't want to say that she had a mental disorder, a mental illness, because I want to make sure to separate and give all the glory, the fairness to people who actually deal with depression and anxiety, real mental disorders where they are seeking help. And they are seeking medication, and they are seeking the Lord, you know, all of that, and they're getting counseling and trying to get better. These type of things, honestly, and especially her, and not just her, to me reveal an evil heart. This was pure evil. There's no getting around it. This was maybe a psychotic break, sure, but people have psychotic breaks all the time, and they don't store up 7 rifles and have 3 manifestos to go plan on murdering people, starting with young children. So I know that's a lot. does that all make sense?
No, it's not. People, you know how I do stuff, right? I hit it at 80,000 feet, and then I come back and explain some of the issues. But I think the bottom line with it is, you know, we keep normalizing things. You know, nothing is a mental. We may call it a mental illness, but nothing has treatment anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything is considered
absolutely
the norm. We'll teach you how to live with it, and then it'll be okay. Well, that's not right.
It is not. And I just feel bad for people who are dealing with mental illness, because I'll explain why.
You will. You'll come back. All right, Joe Mesidro, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we come back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Isn't that the best one to play? When you have the psychiatrist on? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first. We're talking about the issues that that surround people that can kill young kids like this. All right, I mean, the evil slash sickness that's there is unimaginable to people like myself and Dr. B and others. And Dr. B, we had one person send me a link to a story that is growing out there, and it's the Trans Resistance Network, called TRN. They're a far-left transgender collective, and they say that this is the only way that this person could get the attention or to feel like people were seeing her for who she was.
Lovely.
I mean, people won't recognize me as a conservative Christian I am. Is this the next step for me? Is this what I should do? It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Step it up, Joe. Step it up. No, and it's things like this. I mean, it's a radical group, but she did a radical thing. And this is part of what something is very different here. And I don't think it's going to have the automatic effect as George Floyd and BLM did. But this is a slow burn. This is a slow pot of boiling water that is about to boil over. because this is what happens when you do not have a set of standard and norms, societal standards and norms. We call them morals as Christians. God created, our creator, it's in the Constitution, it's all God, Lord, is all in it. Every single founding father except for one claimed to be a Christ follower. This is what America is run on, and we have to have some foundational rules. Even just the Ten Commandments, start with that. And there's nothing bad about that. There's nothing bigoted about that, as this transistence network is saying that Christians are bigoted, and that's why she took it out on them, that Christians are not affirming, that Christians, well, we are not, it's interesting that they bring Jesus into it. You know, he was very socially aware. He was very into social justice. Well, bring me that scripture, because I don't see him marching down streets yelling black light, white light, whatever, any lives matter. And I'll tell you another thing that people say he was very tolerant. He was tolerant. He was not tolerant of sin. He was not tolerant of depravity. And I can start listing several verses in the Bible, in God's Word, to prove that. That is easy. And that is where her parents came in. I just read an article that my lovely friend Shanae sent me. It was very interesting because the headlines, and I looked at, you know, there's always the actual article and then different yeah. news agencies pick it up, right, and put their own spin on the title, you know, on the headline. And the one I saw was that her parents, I wish I could remember, but it was something like shooter's parents rejected, and I forget her name, I'm so sorry, but rejected shooter. The parents rejected her. And so I'm like, what? They rejected her? You know, well, that still shouldn't make you want to shoot up, you know, a school, an elementary school. But I read down, and it was like she had very supportive parents. She was living at home. They were still supporting her. They were very concerned. They helped her through art college. They just rejected the notion that she was trans, and they asked her to not dress in men's clothing in her house, if she could just honor that. That's what it was about. It had nothing to do with her parents rejecting her. That's how the media wants to divide, right? And that's how the left wants to divide the right, and saying that we reject the people. We don't. You reject us, honestly. You reject everything that we are. We simply reject the fact that we reject the sin.
Yeah, the message they're putting out there is that we, you know, according to this group, this particular transgender group, is that we want to commit genocide and eradicate the trans people from society. So they have no choice but to, in essence, you know, fight back. And the proof is the virtual avalanche of anti-trans legislation, which is really funny because none of these transgender bills, if you would, totally ban transgender surgeries. They ban them at a young age.
Right. Right. It's unbelievable, right, that they are targeting. And again, this is an indication. This is why this frightened me, is because who did she go after? She targeted a woman. Again, God made us most nurturing. Targeted young kids. And now we've got, what, three families that don't have their children
That's
anymore,
right.
And it could have been more. And I'm not, and the adults, it's sad. It sounded like three amazing adults that thankfully went to heaven because they were saved. But that is why this one really got me. This one is just so different, because here we go. And when the media presents things like they are this way, it does empower the weak. It does empower those that are more in contempt and depraved and lost. And I will tell you, I have seen my fair share of trans youth over the years coming to me for guidance and help with depression and severe suicidal ideation, because at a younger age, I mean, they're in their 20s when I see them, because at a young age they decided to have, you know, dramatic things done to their bodies, and you can't undo that. You cannot undo most of what they've had done. And it is not, and they wish they hadn't, because they're like, you always told us, right? And I've heard you, you know, speak on that it takes at least to 25 years old for that coping mechanism and that part of the brain, that rationale, that reasoning to fully develop. And I wish I would have waited. And that's what the laws, if you're going to pass these laws, fine, adults want to do it. I'm not going to support it as a Christian, but you have a right to do so. 25 and up, that's when you get to make a decision if that's what you want to do to mutilate your body. But not kids. That is a whole different level. We have more, gosh, Joe, I could talk about this all day. We have more laws and more severe consequences if we hurt puppies.
Or gosh, an eagle. An eagle.
Seriously, right?
You can do life in prison for killing a baby eagle. My God.
Oh, my goodness. Humans, God made humans above animals, people. We can't be, yes, animals are lovely, but we cannot make laws. And, yes, an endangered species, great, sorry. But we can't have laws and the consequences and the punishments be worse if you hurt a puppy versus an eagle versus a young child. Things like that just hurt my head.
But we're supposed to be one of the most enlightened, advanced countries on the planet, and yet you're seeing more and more countries banning, not states, countries banning these operations and what have you. And you sit there and go, why can they figure it out and we can't? Must
right,
be too much money
appalled.
For it.
Yes. And they're appalled. I've seen these prime ministers and these leaders and these politicians in other countries speak, and they look absolutely appalled that this is even considered here, let alone voted on and approved. It's heartbreaking because we're allowing people to hurt children. It's abuse. I mean, it's flat out abuse. And let's bring in the parents then at this point. It's like, what are you doing? To me, we don't know what went on in that shooter's house. But everything I've heard from the parents and read is that they affirmed that she was a young woman. They affirmed that she was a child of God. They fed her. They clothed her. They allowed her to live there. They helped put her through school. And now you're saying she's bigoted and hateful, these groups, or they are. They don't have to accept what they think is sin, and they didn't do anything harming, you know, or abusive to her in that.
Right. Yeah, it really is getting to the point where, you know, parents, you're going to have to take a stand. You really are. It may even be taking a stand and moving out of the state that you're in to get the real help that your child needs. Because you have to admit, you're in the business. When I read stories about these trends, oh, look, I just saw a rash of stories come across talking about how the new studies show that people who go through with the transgender operation, young people, they're much happier on the other side. I find that hard to believe based on the decades of information that show otherwise.
I have yet to meet any of them. I have an awesome friend, Kevin Witt, who is a male and transitioned into a female and lived that way for a while. Found out that was the most depressing time, you know, years of his life. It didn't bring him the fulfillment. And I'd love to have him on your show. He's incredible. Has an incredible story. And then turned his life over to God and said, okay, I'm going to give this a shot because I cannot find any joy other than maybe this. And boom, and now he is a Christian, and he speaks about it, and he says, of course, every day, you know, my head wants to go there, right? That's just, we all have our demons, we all have our sin nature, but he says, the minute I turn it over, I'm good to go.
Another Walt Heyer, right? Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit, people. A lot more coming up. Go ahead and heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, grab your sandwich. Come on back, because Dr. B will be with us for another hour when we return.